Well, the ceremony was really beautiful. It was extremely organized, very transparent. It's something that many of our generations have not seen before. Prime Shinoda was very long-serving. I think if most Egyptians at the age of 45 and below have not seen this process unfold. So this was a historic moment. It was a sort of a goosebump moment for many of us that were there. I was fortunate to be sitting in front seat and following the action as it unfolded. It was really, really a blessing to participate in the election and to be there for the final step of it. It was really amazing.
You do now have a new leader of the Coptic Church. Can you tell us a little bit about him?
Well, he is a pharmacist. He also led one of the pharmaceutical factories in Egypt before leaving everything and leaving the world and heading to the desert to become a monk. And I guess in his mind, he had hoped to live in the desert like most of our beloved monks here who worship. And that's all what they do, to stay and worship God in sort of obscurity. And guess fate had it differently for him. He is a very spiritual man. He's known to not like limelight and did not travel much outside of his diocese when he was a bishop. He studied church management and had several degrees from abroad on church management affairs, as if God was preparing him all this time to come and lead the church. So he's very unique in a way. He is extremely spiritual, yet he's very modern in a way. He went out, studied abroad. So I anticipate he's going to have his thumbprint on the Coptic Church, and probably, in my view, it will transform it to lead in the times we're in. And these are definitely difficult times.
Has there been much of a reaction from the other Christian churches?
Yes. I mean, the Catholic Church, the Coptic Catholic Church, was present. The word Copt means Egyptian. So when we say the Coptic Church, we actually mean the Catholic, the Orthodox, and the Protestant Church. They're all described as the Coptic Church. What we elected today is the Coptic Orthodox Bishop. And Orthodox is the largest denomination in Egypt. But present was two bishops from the Catholic Church attended, Father Bishop Amba Yohanna Golta and Bishop he's a well-known figure here in the Catholic Church. He attended the ceremony with another bishop, Amba Butrus, another well-known Catholic leader. And the Protestant Church attended. And some other small denomination churches also sent representation. And I think everybody was delighted because everybody wanted a leader, even the Orthodox leadership. And I've been speaking to many of the bishops before the voting process that we, the laymen, took part in, alongside with the church hierarchy of bishops and priests. And everybody wanted a pope that believes in dialogue, a pope that lives Christianity. These are turbulent times for Christians as a whole, and we wanted a pope that would bring reconciliations between the churches, unite the churches in Egypt, bring in one unified Christian value to the life of Christians in Egypt, because we're faced with many other challenges from hardliners, from Salafis, from the Brotherhood, from Islamists. So that was such a great joy to actually have him. He's one of my favorite, in fact, he's the only one that got my vote when I was voting.
But he's also someone who has encouraged the idea of dialogue with moderate Islam in Egypt as the only way forward to try and face or counter the problem of rising radicalism.
No, that's true. I mean, on a whole, there is no future for Christians in Egypt without dialogue with Muslims, because if we don't get into this dialogue and trying to draw the moderate Muslims to our side and the fight, the political fight we face in Egypt vis-a-vis the new constitution being drafted, etc. There are a lot of fanatic elements of the population, and these guys are going after moderate Muslims, they're going after women, they're going after Christians. So it is important to have a pope that believes in dialogue with Muslims, because this would be the only way to bring in the moderate Muslims to the side of democracy, religious freedom, human rights, and respect for all these values. The church has set up an example even for politicians in the way that it led a transparent process in a country where all most of its elections are rigged. And all the phone calls I'm receiving now from Christians and from Muslims, that everybody is hoping and wishing that Egypt could have an election, whether it be for the president or parliament, that matches what happened in the church. So people are going to churches. People are praying this upcoming 2 weeks. People fasted a lot. We've been fasting every step of the process. The church called for a 3 days fasting. Every step that we did in the last 3 months, we've been going through many fasts in the Coptic Orthodox community. And I think right now people are happy and people are joyful, congratulating each other, going to lunches and dinners and being happy. And probably the community as a whole is going to spend a calmer night, and people will put the turbulence of the political process and the threats that are facing the Christian community in Egypt and the hard line and the hardship that they're facing, they're going to put all that behind their back, and they're probably going to start a good process of getting ready to receive the new pope.